Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. A month of May.
I don't know if you like supernatural stories. I love them. Anytime I come across one that's cool and, you know, can be sort of verified, because that's the key with all these things is, can you verify them? A lot of times that's, can you verify the person? Because you can't really, you know, determine whether an angel visited somebody or not. Like, scientifically, how do I prove that? But you can prove a lot of stuff around it. And I've got a couple stories that I want to share with you in the 2 o'clock hour. So come back at 2 o'clock if you would like to hear a couple of those. I did a couple yesterday. It's actually, I'll just tell you what it is. It's more of those celebrities who cheated death and had death experiences. I just find it fascinating. And I told you the one yesterday about Jeremy Renner and Jamie Foxx. Well, I've also got, let me see, this is the longest tease in history.
I'm so excited.
Nikki Six from Motley Crue has a really good one. Tracy Morgan has a really good one. And then Al Pacino and Burt Reynolds are in there. Theirs aren't as good, but I'll share a couple of those really good ones. Anyway, it's time for the B or not the B.
Oh, wicked! The B or not the B.
As presented by Ethan.
You know, I like the days where I get to host the B or not the B because I don't have to hear my stupid intro.
Your disappointed
intro. Yeah, my disappointed intro, which I've, you know, yesterday I really feel like I let it rip. I let it loose on you.
You let it rip?
Like, stupid mouth and your stupid face. a lot of word stupid being thrown
your
way.
Yeah, you did call me stupid a lot, but then you also just said you let it rip on air, so.
It's okay. It's okay. Okay, so the B or not the B, this segment is where you, the listener, have to decide if the article title and description that I'm reading is real or satire from the Babylon Bee. So we'll go ahead and get started with this one. President Trump torches Tesla dealership.
I saw this one and I thought, you know what? That's probably not too far off from the truth, but that's the B.
It is the B. Firefighters were called to the scene after several eyewitnesses claimed to have seen President Trump setting fire to a local Tesla dealership this morning. The event seems to coincide with a bitter public falling out between Trump and Musk over a spending bill currently moving through Congress. "I thought we were friends, Elon. What happened to us?" President Trump reportedly cried as he lobbed a Molotov cocktail into a windshield of a 2025 Tesla Model 3. "I never liked Teslas. I always thought they were third-rate cars anyway. And everything in them is computer. I hate computers." "Many people don't know that, but I actually hate them. They're terrible, frankly."
As with a lot of Babylon Bee stories, the picture of that's really funny.
It is.
It's his back.
This is the beauty of AI.
Looking at this giant fire.
He's He's chucking a Molotov cocktail.
Oh, is he throwing it? I couldn't remember.
It's on fire, but he is in the midst of chucking it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So, you know, you got. I love the AI that they use, but I also, you know, I wish I would have had more time for this. You know, these quotes, especially from Trump specifically in these articles, I love to throw them into AI and have them actually telling you that he said it. Those ones are the funniest in the with AI and how good it is these days. They sound pretty real with Trump specifically. So, okay, on to the next one here. Hamas agrees to surrender if Europe will just take Greta Thunberg back.
That's the B. You had me until Greta Thunberg.
It is indeed the B. The tables were turned on the infamous terrorist organization today with horrified Hamas agreeing to a full and unconditional surrender to Israel if Europe would agree to take Greta Thunberg back. The well-known left-wing activist was said to be en route to Gaza by sea to make her presence felt in peace negotiations between the two warring sides, leaving Hamas scrambling to do whatever was necessary to stave off her arrival. Please don't let it happen. We will do whatever it takes to keep her away, said Hamas spokesterrorist Abu Mohammed Zahir.
I saw real reports of her possibly supporting Palestine.
Yes.
But was there any truth to her traveling there?
Not that I have seen.
Okay, I didn't think so.
I saw a clip that went pretty viral of her saying F Israel, I think is what it said, which, you know, it's kind of funny thinking of young Greta Thunberg and how shy and nervous she was. Remember that video of her, like, even in the same room as President Trump, and she, like, hid behind someone because she was so afraid?
It's kind of strange because she's, you know, when you see somebody behind a camera, you don't really have any idea of how tall or short they are.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump is very tall. Elon Musk is too, actually. Scott Bessent is too. But when you see them next to somebody else is when you realize how tall or short they are. And that was a weird clip. And I think it was accidental that Trump happened to be walking through a mezzanine at the same time as Greta Thunberg was walking out of one.
Yeah.
And you saw the difference in the height between those two.
Well, at that point, she was probably, what, 12?
Well, this wasn't that long. This was during the campaign season. This is 2023.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different video then. Okay.
This was only a couple years ago. And she actually looked mad at him. Probably because she hates him in general, but also because all the press was there to see him.
Yeah.
And I think she was doing something too, and nobody was following her at all.
I think it's funny in general how, like, the view of, like, who she is kind of changed, because originally it was this young girl who, you know, you almost kind of feel bad for a little bit. It's like, okay, this is ridiculous. Like, she's clearly, someone is sharing this with her, and she'd done some research, I'm sure. But, and now it's like, okay, she's old enough to where it's like, okay, just, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, dude? She's an, like, adult now. She's like 21 or something. Yep. And she's got a mega empire.
Hey, good for her.
She makes a lot of money. She does a lot of speaking engagements. I would love to look up her net worth because it's significant.
On to the next one here. CNN commentator tells Scott Jennings that Americans should pay for the health care of undocumented citizens.
That's real.
Unfortunately, this is real. And, you know, Scott Jennings on CNN going on with Abby Phillip. I believe this was last night. And we have a small little clip from it here.
Everyone deserves health care.
Even illegals?
Every single person in the world deserves
healthcare. Just for the record, as a candidate, you're for illegal aliens getting Medicaid.
I think everyone in the world deserves
healthcare. That's a yes. That's a yes.
I'm such a monster.
That's a Democratic position.
I mean, it is a yes, but yeah. I mean,
it's a Democratic position. Illegal aliens should get Medicaid.
But I mean, How is it controversial?
Why was it controversial to think I don't want someone to die in the hospital if they can't afford it?
Who do you think pays for healthcare when undocumented?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
People show up at a hospital. Who pays for that?
We all pay for it.
Exactly.
Including undocumented
we all
people
pay for
because
it.
They actually contribute.
That's the point.
So anyway, you get the picture there of
that's
of
amazing.
The round table arguing. And that was actually an Illinois congressional candidate. I'm blanking on her name. Kat Abu-Ghazaleh was her name that he initially asked that question to, and then Bakari Sellers was there.
Well, she's running Chicago. She's going to win regardless.
She's a lock, right?
Jeez. Unbelievable.
It's just amazing.
Well, that's
there's
the people
almost,
voting.
Almost no words
for your benefits in Illinois. That's what they spend on.
They clearly care. They care, Ryan.
It's amazing to me. Just real quick side point. Whenever the debate is, we should have universal health care. I can't stand it. And it's become so commonplace that I almost forget what we're talking about. But the word healthcare is so inappropriate in that context. But because what they're talking about is health insurance. You're not talking about healthcare. If you or anybody shows up at a hospital, they can't refuse you treatment. So we actually already have universal health care. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of who's paying for it. That's health insurance, not health care. We already have universal health care.
Well said, Ryan Wiggins. Okay, we have time for at least one more here, and I had to get a sports one in, Ryan. Rockies rewarded for 10th win with pizza party at Chuck E. Cheese.
That's the B.
That is the B, indeed.
Have they really only won 10 games?
They just won their 10th game. They had, to the weekend, they had won 9, and they swept the Miami Marlins. So now, at last I checked, they're at 12.
Can we call this the Wiggins curse? I went to Coors Field right at the end of last season.
It may very well be.
And
we can call this the Wiggins curse.
And I said, I hope this team never wins again. When I was there.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe I said that. I probably did.
It's a pretty intense thing to wish upon an entire city. It is Denver, though, so here, I'll read this real quick. Staff at a local Colorado Chuck E. Cheese were recently overrun by a horde of whooping, excited Rockies players eager to celebrate their team's 10th win. According to Linda Ganzi, who works at the Chuck E. Cheese, the Rockies had a grand old time winning tickets and shouting, "We got 10! We got 10! Our coaching staff would never let us do stuff like this," said Rockies hitter Hunter Goodman. "They've always told us we could have a pizza party at Chuck E. Cheese as soon as we get 10 wins, but I can't believe we actually did it."
Look, we joke, but Chuck E. Cheese is a fun place.
They are on pace for the worst season in Major League Baseball history.
Oh, no, they're doing terrible. I'm just saying Chuck E. Cheese
yes,
is fun.
And I was saying something completely.
Yeah,
completely,
Chuck E. Cheese is a fun place. That's the only point separate that I want anybody to take away from this segment. All right, thanks. Good job, Ethan. You're running the board. You're doing all the sound at the same time.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I'm amazed. All right, come right back. We're going to do What Did I Miss?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.